This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 450, Amazing Health Through Ayurveda with Shivani Gupta. Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Miracle. I am Jeff Sanders and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My goal is to help you bounce out of bed with enthusiasm, create powerful lifelong habits, and tackle your grandest goals with extraordinary energy. In the episode this week, I share one of my favorite past interviews with Shivani Gupta, the founder of Fusionary Formulas. Shivani and I discuss the incredible power of Ayurveda and how you can transform your health with proven ancient methods. Enjoy. Welcome to the show, Shivani.
Hi, thank you.
Now, I'm really excited to talk to you today specifically because you are the kind of resident expert about a topic that I've never spoken about before in the show. I am the newbie. I know nothing about Ayurveda, so I'm excited to get into all of that. But before we get into that topic, let's just get a little more background on you and how kind of Ayurveda became part of your work today.
Sure. So I was born in Houston, Texas, and my whole life we traveled to India as a family. And I was able to be exposed to Ayurveda since I was a little girl. And growing up within an Indian household as well, we ate Indian food, utilized spices. Every time someone got sick, there was a home remedy for that, using a combination of spices or creating an amazing tea. And so I kind of grew up with this ethos of Indian food, Ayurveda, spices, and health. And my father was a health nut. So every year, my parents were very hardworking entrepreneurs, but every year we would take the opportunity to take a great vacation and detox. And so as I grew older, I realized, you know what? India has this thing, this golden nugget called Ayurveda, and no one in the West understands it completely, knows about it, or applies it. So that's going to be what I do in this life. I'm going to find a way to make it easily usable and bite-sized for people so that they can, you know, feel incredible. And then my own journey has been through my different health challenges. How have I been able to use it to reverse those or really support myself?
Yeah, that sounds great. I love the kind of the backstory of how that became just a mission for you. And so let's just dig into what it actually is. Describe for us what Ayurveda is, kind of how it works and what we should know about it.
Sure. So Ayurveda, the name itself means the science of life. And it's truly a science that connects mind, body, and spirit. It's about having that balance and that equilibrium that we all crave. So it's a system of health and healing and medicine from India, just like we have Chinese herbal medicine from the Asian, East Asian countries and China. You have Ayurveda from India that encompasses pranayama, meditation, yoga, herbology, a nutrition and whole plan around food and nutrition. We have a detoxification that we require or ask of people to do every single year. There's just a lot encompassed under it in terms of different systems of health and healing that when done in combination, really support the body. And it's really something people just have not been exposed to yet. But I find that once they are, and once they start practicing some of these different lifestyle changes, so many things click into place. We have a concept in Ayurveda called the doshas, which is the body constitutions. And we teach how you should live according to the schedule of the day, the seasons, our circadian rhythm. And once you practice these changes or these practices, really, they can really support you to having that health or that optimum body that you want.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds like a really cool practice. And it sounds to me like it's fairly holistic. You're approaching this from a variety of perspectives. To really kind of allow someone to be at their best. If you had someone who was brand new, let's use me as an example because I know nothing about it, but where would you start with someone who wanted to kind of get into this kind of practice?
Sure. So there's different types of practitioners you can work with. You can do an Ayurveda lifestyle consultation. That's something I do with people where I sit down and just assess, where are you? What are your goals? Are you already fit and healthy and not dealing with any specific disease? And you just want to, you know, feel great in your body and optimize your life. That's kind of where I am. Or do you have a more serious disease and an issue that you want to address from a more holistic alternative perspective? And then I would guide someone towards an Ayurvedic practitioner who has practiced as a clinician and can really guide people to undo those types of things. But where I would start and where I've been talking a lot with people is the Ayurvedic morning self-care rituals. So I've created something called the Modern Ayurveda Guide to Self-Care. And my goal is to show people that, look, the first things you do in the morning, the first things you do in the morning are the most powerful and most potent at starting your day off right and setting you up for having an amazing, healthy, awesome day. So we start with things like setting your intention first thing in the morning. So I wake up, touch the ground, touch my forehead, and give thanks first before my feet touch the ground. And I set one intention for the day, like, I want peace today, or please let today's interview go well, whatever that intention is for the day. And then we continue into an Ayurvedic morning self-care plan that's truly beneficial for detoxing, for supporting the body, and really creating that attention on yourself and your body and putting yourself first so that throughout your day you do that. So for example, after you brush your teeth, we recommend people use a metal tongue cleaner. After that, we recommend they do oil pulling. Also, we recommend full body massage. We call it Abhyang massage. So there's about 7 to 10 self-care rituals that we teach in the morning. And that's where I like people to start, because I find that if you put self-care first, then you put yourself first in all the other areas of your life as well.
That sounds like a perfect fit for this show. I'm really glad I brought you on. This is what I've been talking about for years without using that same language, but it's the same principle behind it, which is, you know, waking up early to do what matters most. And I like your focus here on self-care being that first thing you do. You know, for years, I focused on exercise as being one of my primary goals first thing in the morning. And it sounds like you're on a similar vein. You're really hitting that, like, how do you get your mind and body prepared for the day to do what's most important for you?
Definitely. You know, I meet tons of people who have such great health goals. They want to lose weight or they want to prevent disease, but they don't feel supported. And I found for myself, I'm a mother of young children, I found that we easily sacrifice our brain space and our time and our effort on so many people. We disperse our attention. But if you can focus first thing on your own body, then that makes it so much easier. And I absolutely, exercise is a big part of that. But those first few things in the morning, I think, set the tone for the whole course of the day.
So I've heard that you have some research or some studies you could share with us today. I'd love to hear if you have anything along that line as well.
Sure. So I did my master's and my PhD in Ayurvedic studies. I had already studied everything in India, but I wanted to go ahead and pursue a formal degree here so that I could really get into the nitty-gritty of it. And in my PhD thesis, I studied turmeric in great detail. And I am probably the biggest fan on the planet for turmeric. They call me turmeric girl because I could bathe in that stuff. I could rub it all over myself. And then I created a whole supplement company around the benefits of turmeric. And so currently my supplements are carried within physician offices and people around the country are taking it. But what I found is turmeric, there's so much science behind the active ingredient curcumin that's inside of turmeric. And it's a very powerful way to reduce inflammation in the body. So I educate a lot on inflammation, our immune system, our gut health, revving our metabolism first thing in the morning. And within Ayurveda, we have turmeric that does that. We have an herb called ashwagandha that's also amazing first thing in the morning. And so my goal is to share with people these herbs and self-care practices. And I find if you do the two together, you've really supported your body for like a rock star start of your day.
Nice. That's great. Can you go into more detail about turmeric? I mean, I've heard of it before. I've eaten it before. I think it's very tasty. But I'm curious to know, like, more about it. If you incorporate that into your day, like, what kind of benefits do you get from that?
So I meet a lot of people who buy fresh turmeric and juice it. I meet a lot of people who buy the spice and consume it. What I share with people is it would take almost a whole mason jar of turmeric powder to give you what's in a capsule size form of curcumin. And so it's really about taking it in the right dosage. It's kind of like when you buy an orange and say, okay, well, that's enough vitamin C to fight off this huge cold I've got coming on. It's not enough to get the result you want. But turmeric itself, knowing right now that in Western medicine, we're seeing that inflammation is the root cause of most diseases. We're seeing that most of the subspecialties are looking at the issues that they're seeing in the patients as really a chronic, low-grade, persistent inflammation that's created for a number of reasons, whether it's lifestyle, habits, not enough sleep, bad food habits, alcohol, smoking, stress. There's a lot of things that cause inflammation. And so what my research showed is turmeric dramatically reduces inflammation. It's a powerful antioxidant. It's an immune support. It's antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial. It increases blood flow in the body, which getting blood to all the different areas of the body is always a good thing. It just does so much that if there was one super herb that you wanted to take from all of India, it would definitely be turmeric. And I recommend that everyone takes it in a potent form daily because you never know what kind of chronic low-grade inflammation is there. And although you might not experience it as pain or you may not experience it as a specific itis or issue in the body, it could still be wreaking havoc and you're just going to be seeing it later on 10, 20 years down the road.
This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's YahooFinance.com. The 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook is available now on Audible, Amazon, and Apple Books. It's full of specific how-to advice and action steps to help you wake up early, dominate your day, and achieve your life's grandest goals. It's 4 hours of energy-packed audio that's read by me, and the audiobook walks you step-by-step through the 5 a.m. Blueprint, which is my 7-step productivity framework. You will learn how to set your grandest goals, craft clear boundaries around your work, optimize your ideal week, and discover what the pros do to get the most out of their day. Just visit 5ambook.com to get your copy of the 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook today. Once again, that's 5ambook.com. Well, I'm hooked. That sounds great. So I've also heard that along these same lines, you have food and spices that enhance productivity. I'd love to hear more about that too.
Sure. So I have been really researching in this arena because after having kids, I definitely had pregnancy brain and I knew how sharp and brilliant I was before children. And I thought if I'm going to create a whole company and teach the world health, I got to have all guns blazing, all cylinders firing. I got to be on my game. And so I'm consistently researching this topic, like what herb does what for my brain, my focus, and my energy level. And based on all my experiments, I have 2 new formulas I want to create ASAP just so that I have them and then all my friends and family has it too. And then, of course, the greater world out there. But ashwagandha, people pronounce it ashwagandha, is definitely my favorite because it's very broad spectrum. It can be taken by everybody. I take double what is on the recommended label of my bottle. And I tell people when I meet them to try that. We're actually going to change the label to say, take 2 to 4 capsules a day. But ashwagandha is an herb that's an adaptogen. And adaptogens are a whole class of herbs that help the body adapt to stress. But what's unique about ashwagandha is it not only helps balance your stress levels. Let's say you're having a stressed out day. It'll calm you down a couple of notches. If you're depressed, it'll bring you up a couple of notches. So it's very helpful for the anxious or depressed group. But also, let's say you're not anxious or depressed. It just helps you focus better. It's got herbs for cognitive function. It gives you like this steady, focused energy throughout the day. So I recently met Lane Kiffin. He's the head coach at FAU football here in South Florida. And he said, Shivani, I have this energy and focus. I love it. And I usually have women tell me how much they love it. And lately the men have been telling me that they're very supported by that one as well.
It sounds like a nootropic sort of. Is that similar to that?
So nootropics, I think people take for a very specific thing, which is like, how do I work 12 hours a day and have that consistent energy? Ashwagandha and the Ayurvedic herbs are a little more subtle, so I don't make that kind of a promise. But for me personally, because of the way I take it, that is how I use it. Like, I can have a more productive, happy, focused, energized work day.
Does caffeine play a level in any of this, or do you take caffeine yourself?
So I drink green tea 3 times a day. I take a 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 3 o'clock cup, and I absolutely require my green tea to be the happy, peppy person that I am. I have been able to get rid of it if I needed to, and the herbs keep me at a steady state as well. I love tea. So I encourage people to drink their coffee, drink their tea, whatever it is that they love. But the herbs are worth trying to see how they support you. Do they put you into this state where you're more relaxed, where you know stress isn't knotting up your shoulders or making you exhausted earlier on in the day? And then see if you're supported, then keep taking it.
That sounds great. I like the good plan there. I like the balance there of you know, doing your caffeine if you have that, along with the herbs to have that nice, the nice balance there.
Ayurveda is all about balance. The whole thing is about balance. It's not about, oh, you have to cut these 10 foods and you have to add those 10. There's different levels of commitment. There's different levels of participation. And there's a customization to you. So I would never tell someone, all right, you got to cut your coffee and good luck. It's all right, let's talk about what's good for your specific body and what are the times that that's best for you and the quantity. And let's go from there.
So I mentioned exercise earlier, and I'm curious to know, is there a connection between exercise and Ayurveda?
Definitely. So in Ayurveda, yoga is a sister science to Ayurveda. So yoga, breathing techniques like pranayama, walking are typically what's taught. And it's interesting because I went to a detox spa in India a few years back. I was there for 2 weeks. I lost 8 pounds in that 2 weeks doing the whole detoxification protocol. And they didn't want you doing any strenuous exercise. And my body type means I really want to lift weight, push hard at the gym, pour with sweat. That is the best way to get me in the right mindset and happy state for my day. So I work out 4 days a week and I go all out at the gym. And Ayurveda doesn't recommend that, but Ayurveda does say, based on your body constitution, either you should just do yoga and relaxing workouts, or you should do walking. And walking is just the best simple exercise for longevity. Or strenuous exercise is only recommended if you're of a certain body type called a Kapha body type. So the more heavy set, slow moving type of body does need that to get that mobility and that, you know, I don't know what you call it, but that oomph, that like go-getter feeling first thing in the morning.
Yeah, definitely. I know that feeling as well. And I know that over the years as a runner, I have incorporated a lot of yoga and those kinds of practices to help enhance what I do kind of on the trail. And it sounds like this could be like, I know some people who just do yoga alone, and it can be a very vigorous activity. So I'm sure that if that was all you did, there's plenty of ways to make that be a very effective workout as well.
True. Very true.
Now, you've mentioned detoxing multiple times. I'd love to dig into that a little bit more. When you say detox, what are you referring to there?
So in Ayurveda, we teach that the body, through various reasons, whether it's lifestyle, having a high stress life, not eating what's right for your body type, eating foods that are more fried or disruptive to the body, eating foods that don't suit the body, eating at wrong times. There's a multitude of reasons of why your digestion could be affected in the body. And Ayurveda, over 5,000 years ago, taught us that digestion, good digestion, is the key to good health. So I find it wonderful that right now modern science is talking about that all day long, and the gut microbiome, and we have to have a gut that's healthy because your brain is in your gut and your immune system's in your gut. Science is proving what we already taught many, many years ago. And so within that thought process, if your gut is not healthy and your digestion is not healthy, we believe that you are putting toxins, spreading toxins throughout your body. Every time you eat some huge meal and you don't digest it well, guess what happens? It sits in there and it causes the creation of toxins, and that gets deposited in random places that you might not realize or acknowledge right now. And so there's a lot of rituals in Ayurveda on a daily basis. And then there's one big detoxification ritual. It's like a 21-day detox that we recommend once a year. And this is recommended so that the body is always clean. The digestion is always good. You're always running at optimal. And then there's no place or reason for any disease to get planted in the body.
Yeah, that sounds like my experience as well. I know that in my past history with, you know, digestion especially, that has been the number one thing that I feel like has caused health issues in me. And when those things are resolved, I feel phenomenal. And if you were to take someone through a practice like that, like what kinds of things would you do to help someone detox? Like, are you just going to focus on incorporating like healthier foods, or how does that actually break down?
So on the daily detox, it's about simple things like using a tongue cleaner. Because we believe that all the organs of the body are reflected on the tongue. And so just by using a simple tongue cleaner and scraping your tongue 7 times in the morning, you're able to detox the body. Another way is to do oil pulling. All that means is take coconut oil or sesame oil, and after you've brushed your teeth in the morning, hold that tongue in your mouth for 5, 7, 10, 20 minutes, and then spit it out. And that's going to pull all the toxins from your mouth. And then when you spit it out, you've removed all of those before you even started your day. And these are very simple things that you can do while you're doing other things. The tongue cleaner is quick. Oil pulling, you can walk around. You can take a shower while you do that. You can get yourself ready for the morning. There's ways to multitask and get these things done. During a Panchakarma treatment, I'm actually visiting Houston right now. There's a center here, and there's centers all over the country where you can go and either live there or not live there for 21 days and do very deep tissue tight massages. There's very ancient rituals around massage that help detoxify the body. There's also something we teach called the Nathi pot. And you take a Nathi pot and you cleanse your nostrils using warm saline water and really clean your nasal passages. So there's a lot of different techniques in there. But what I recommend with people is start gentle. And just pick one or two things from Ayurveda that are good for gut health and just go from there.
This podcast is all about productivity. And one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Allergies are my nemesis and always have been. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the whole day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just one quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Yeah, it sounds simple enough. I know that I've tried a few of those in the past. Like oil pulling is definitely one that I've tried. I didn't stick with that habit, but you're kind of getting me on, back on the bandwagon there to do that again. I like any of the kind of simple things I could do in my day to kind of enhance my health without doing, you know, a ton of extra work. And I'm curious along those same lines. I always ask my guests about their ideal day. And you've mentioned multiple times now kind of daily practices, but I want to kind of go back to that. Let's say from the beginning here, if you were to have an ideal day and build that with these kind of practices, like what things are you trying to incorporate on a daily basis to ensure that you're getting all of these benefits?
Okay, that's easy. I love when I have an ideal day. It feels like absolute heaven. And I've been traveling for a couple weeks, so I'm craving getting back to my home where I get to do this again. So my ideal day starts with I touch the ground, touch my forehead, and I just start with a grateful thank you because we're so blessed for each day that we have. And I set my intention for that day. Then I immediately go and I'll sit down for meditation. So I have a meditation corner in my home. It's full of beautiful crystals. I'll sit there and if I cannot meditate that morning, which happens some mornings, I'll do yoga stretches right there. But I try to set my intention for the day, get quiet, and just align myself for the day before I start it. If I have time, I'll do a couple of yoga stretches. I like to do 10 sun salutations in the morning on my ideal day. And I've done this probably once or twice a week for the last couple months. But 10 sun salutations is easy. It doesn't take that long, but it gets all your blood flowing. It's a great way to just get all your muscles stretched out in the morning. During the meditation, I do my breathing techniques, whether it's 4-4-4, breathe in for 4, hold for 4, breathe out for 4. But I definitely believe in the breathing techniques as my way for getting into my meditation practice. And then I head over into the bathroom and start these rituals that I was talking about. So brush your teeth, tongue cleaner, oil pulling. And then from there, I shower and start my day. And I teach everyone about using more natural cleaning products and keeping our skin care products non-toxic. I head down to my kitchen and I'll do a ginger lemon tea or I'll do ginger lemon honey tea first thing. We always teach that you should start with an elixir or some sort of warm or room temperature liquid to ignite digestion first thing in the morning. And every Ayurvedic spa I ever went to taught us ginger lemon tea first thing in the morning. So after that tea, then I take some sort of light breakfast or I'll go to the gym, do my workout and come back and then have a really healthy breakfast. I make sure that if I have a lunch meeting out or if I'm eating lunch at my office, I never have any meal with cold water. That's a big thing we teach in Ayurveda is if you're going to have water, have very little and have it be hot or room temperature around any meal. Post lunch, I'm still working and I have a very strict 3 o'clock tea time. So every day at 3 o'clock, I stop. I have a cup of green tea with raw local honey and I just check in with myself. And I teach something called tea time is me time. So whether it's my morning cup at 7 where I check in and say, okay, what does my calendar say today? What have I committed to? What are the food and snacks I need to have on hand to be set up for success today? Or that 3 o'clock tea time where I recheck in and I'll look at my calendar, my commitments and say, okay, well, yes, I have that thing tonight, but I need to eat this to be ready to go. And, you know, or if I've overcommitted, I'll adjust my day at those 2 points of the day. Or I'll adjust the next day. And once I've had that opportunity to really check in at 3 o'clock, I'll check in with my body. I'll say, am I tired? Am I exhausted? Have I taken my second round of supplements? What other supplements could support me right now? I'll check in with my mind. Am I going insane? Is there too much work here? How do I manage this better? Why do I overcommit myself every day? I'll check in with my spirit. Like, am I happy? Am I going to serve to my highest capacity today? Or do I need to shift something so that I can be happy and my household can be happy? So those 2 points are very, very important to me in my day. And then I continue on with my day. Dinner is always lighter because Ayurveda teaches lunch should be the heaviest meal of the day. My lunch, my dinner, I try to finish by 6:30 or 7, and then I try not to eat anything else until the next morning, because we believe that that nighttime sleep that you have, you really want to detox through your sleep the best you can. And then I've also put Ayurveda self-care rituals into my evening practice. So while my children are in the tub is when I do Abhyang, that full body massage, where I take sesame oil or I'll take coconut oil and I'll just sit down on a towel in my room and rub my whole body head to toe in oil. And then I'll take a shower, and that just quietens your mind in the most beautiful way for bedtime. So after that, I have the most sound sleep. I say another intention for the evening, whatever that may be, like, may I please have peaceful, restful sleep, or may tomorrow be more peaceful than today. And that's it. That's the end of my whole day.
That may be the most intentional day I've ever heard. That is phenomenal. I love that. You've thought through everything. I especially love those questions you ask yourself. I think that I mean, beyond just doing self-care habits, it sounds like you are being very intentional with, you know, your mindset and your mental health, and really making sure that you're not too stressed out, and you're making sure that you're spending your time wisely. I find that a lot of people miss that when they're trying to be productive. They just kind of bulldoze their way through the day, and at the end of the day, they might reflect back or not. But it sounds like that really is an important part of your day.
It is. You know, my goal here on earth is to serve at a very great level. But what I have found is if I don't take care of my body and my mind, I will absolutely burn out. So it's almost been every year or twice a year that I have burnt out since I have tried to achieve what I've tried to achieve. So I have a lot of self-care, and everything I do is around, okay, how do I let this body be the healthiest? How do I keep my mind happy, fresh, and, you know, on point, so that I can, over my longevity, do this work that I was brought here to do.
Wow, that's wonderful. I feel like I've learned so much in this short time we've talked today. This is already amazing. And I'm sure our listeners want to learn a whole lot more from you. Where can they find you online? Where can they learn more about Ayurveda?
Sure. So on my website, www.fusionaryformulas.com, it's F-U-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y formulas. That's one place where I publish a lot of articles and put a ton of videos up about the herbs and Ayurveda and the benefits. I have my website, ShivaniGupta.com as well, where I share about Ayurveda and self-care.
Okay, perfect. I'll have those links in today's show notes. But other than that, this has been amazing. I am excited to dig into this a whole lot more, because I feel like everything I've discussed in this podcast in the last few years is dancing around what you're doing directly. And so I think it's great that you've really really built that into your own life and then you're teaching it for other people. This is wonderful.
Awesome. And thank you. I love that your topic is wake up early and get your day started right. I mean, that's the key to having a life that's full of everything that we want. We can't just sleep in and sleep through it. So you and I are definitely on the same page.
Love to hear that. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
And for the action step this week, dig into Ayurveda. There is so much more power in food and natural health than most people realize. Learn from Shivani and other practitioners of this ancient practice and way of life. ShivaniGupta.com is the best place to begin to learn about Shivani and her work. JeffSanders.com/450 is the best place to go for the episode notes. Also, subscribe to this podcast in the app you're using right now. That's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.